Well, if you keep your Bibles open back at Luke chapter 14, that would be great as we look at this parable together in the last of our talks on weakness. I wonder whether you ever suffer from FOMO. Do you know what that means? FOMO stands fear of missing out. You want to be in on the action, the news, the opportunities, and you fear you may miss out. Friends, you know that Jesus wants us not to miss out on what he has got to offer. In our Bible reading today, we see that Jesus is quite happy to make people feel uncomfortable so that they grab the opportunity not to miss out on his salvation. And this passage is going to be a challenge to us all this morning. It will challenge you if you've not yet run to Jesus for salvation to do so. And also it will challenge us if we are believers and are comfortable and complacent with our church family just as it is. I wonder, are we open this morning to the challenge of Jesus through his word by his spirit? Shall I just pray that we would be? Lord, we love you. You are our rock. You are our strength. Open our hearts to hear your word that we might follow you for the first time or more faithful as you call us to be your people with your heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I wonder, have you ever been out for a meal with friends and there is one person who says something that makes everybody else feel really awkward or embarrassed, and no one knows quite what to say? And someone masterfully changes the subject, and everyone is relieved and delighted, and the conversation, the evening, the meal can go on. Well, that's what's happening in our passage this morning. In Luke chapter 14, Jesus is at a meal, a party, and some of his enemies have invited him to it. And after an awkward conversation at the dinner party, someone tries to move the story on, that the conversation on. They say, in effect, oh, won't it be lovely when we're all in heaven together enjoying the banquet there? Do you see that in verse 14? They say, blessed is the one who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God. Well, far from letting the conversation move on and settle, Jesus turns the heat up on his audience to warn them about the danger of not getting into heaven, God's heavenly eternal banquet. He wants his audience then and us now to realize that it's not just all fine and dandy if we don't respond to Jesus. It's not automatic to head to the heavenly banquet if we've rejected Christ. No, actually, to get there, we need to come to Jesus. And the first thing I want to say is this from the parable is this. We should fear missing out on heaven. Jesus wants us to fear missing out on heaven. I find that through all my ministry with funerals, there are many people who have given no thought to God at all, let alone Jesus Christ, who just presume it's all going to be just fine. That's what these people think that Jesus is chatting to at this meal. He's surrounded by religious people who think they are good enough. They don't have much time for Jesus. In fact, we see at the beginning of chapter 14, verse 1, they're there to watch Jesus and to try and trip him up. No, Jesus does not want this group of people to feel comfortable with their rejection of him. He does not want us to be comfortable with rejecting Jesus. Because if we continue rejecting Jesus, we will not be welcome to the heavenly banquet. So Jesus tells them a parable to shake them up and make them fear missing out on heaven. And the parable starts there in verse 16. It's well known. A man organizes a banquet, and the day for the banquet comes, and the man sends his servant out to tell all those who've been invited to come. Verse 17, do you see what he wants to say? He says, come. For everything is now ready. Everything was ready. Nothing more to do but accept the invitation to the banquet. But we see the tragedy unfold, don't we? Excuse after excuse is made as to why they will not come. Verse 18, just bought a field, need to check it out. Just bought some oxen, going to check out the cows. Just got married, going to check out the wife or the husband. Now these are not genuine excuses, reasons. They are, verse 18, all excuses. The bottom line is this. Everything else is more important than this banquet. And when the servant reports back, the excuses make the master angry. And then the invited guest's moment passes. Look at what Jesus says to that dinner party guest he's with, verse 24. I tell you, not one of those who are invited will get a taste of my banquet. This is a story that Jesus tells to make a point. One day, it'll be too late. You see, the banquet is a picture of the heavenly feast that God has prepared one day in the new heavens and new earth. He sends his son, the suffering servant Jesus, into the world, and he invites many guests. Jesus says, come, for everything is now ready. And of course it is. God sent Jesus into the world to make the way for sinners to be forgiven and saved through his death and resurrection, to be guaranteed a home in heaven. And the invitation goes out to the Son of God, the servant of God. The Lord Jesus says, come. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest, rest eternal in the heavenly banquet. But many of God's people would not come to Jesus. They would not accept the invitation. Listen again to the sober warning to those who are too busy to bother to accept. Verse 24, Jesus says, I tell you, not one of those who are invited will get a taste of my banquet. One day, it will be too late. That's what Jesus says. If you've not yet responded, we should fear missing out. Why? So that we run to Jesus the Saviour. Because one day it will be too late, and that is frightening. If you're not yet a Christian and you keep putting it off, or if you think, I'm fine, I believe in God, I'm better than most people, if you keep rejecting Jesus, well, that will mean it's too late one day. Jesus wants them then and us now to fear missing out on heaven so that we run to the Saviour, Jesus, and trust him and accept him as the only way to the heavenly banquet. Friends, have you done that? This week has been a very sobering week, hasn't it? It's been a terrible week. This landmark number of deaths, 100,000 people who have died from COVID. Tragic, devastating. We must pray for their families and friends and those on the front line. Life is fragile. We are weak. We need to be ready. We don't know when the end of our lives will come. None of us do. And Jesus warns us, if you've not yet turned to Jesus, then make sure you do before it's too late. Fear missing out on heaven so that you run to Jesus, the way to heaven, before it is too late. Will we recognize our need of the Savior? We recognize our weakness and need of his saving grace and power. But secondly, for Christians listening this morning, will we share God's heart for the people that he welcomes? Do you know, there are a lot of missing people in our church family. In the parable, we see that the master at the banquet wants to fill it up with people. His heart is to get as many people in as possible. Notice who the servant is sent to invite. Look at your Bibles, verse 21. He says, go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. Well, the servant's already done that. He says, they've come, but there's still more room. So look at what the master says again. Verse 23, go out to the roads and country lanes and compel them. I take them to be the poor, the crippled, blind, and the lame, who can't live in the town. They're hidden away. Compel them to come in so that my house will be full. The master's pleased with the ones who've come, but he wants more. He wants a full house. He sends a servant out again to invite them. We've heard over the last few weeks, haven't we, some fantastic testimonies about our weakness and our need of God's grace, and we rejoice in that. Well, we see this morning the heart the extent of the people that Jesus wants us to go out and to compel to come in. And they are often the people who think that they will not be welcome. They're often the people who feel it's just going to be too hard, too difficult for me to come in, so they just stay away. That's why the servant is to go out and to bring them in, verse 21. Bring in the people who are rejected or marginalized, who think they won't fit or won't be welcomed or won't be catered for. Bring them in. Look at the strength of the master's instruction, verse 23. Go out and compel them to come in. The master, he is gracious. He has plenty to lavish on those who've been rejected and neglected by others. Just think about all the people that Jesus reached out to that we see in Luke's gospel surrounding this passage. The sick, the blind, the disabled, the poor, the outcast, the leper, the sinners, the prostitutes, the tax collectors. He reached out to them, he touched them, he welcomed them. And as he did, he revealed the character of God, that he welcomes all. He calls all. He urges all to come in and have an honored place in the people of God and the kingdom of heaven. What a wonderful Savior. What a generous, gracious, loving heart that Jesus reveals to us. The heart of God for sinners and sufferers and strugglers and the sick and those who many shove out of the way. Jesus goes after them. And so should we. Often we think all people is in terms of all nations and all classes and all types. Of course, that's right. But when we see the focus of this parable, all includes the poor, the crippled, the blind and the lame. In our house vision that we set a few years ago, one of our aims was to develop accessibility ministry. And the Lord wonderfully brought Sarah on the team with a heart for ministry. And she's put together a great team of people from church working on developing that ministry. It's so exciting, but there's so much more to do. It's no coincidence, is it, the Lord has put us here as a church, where we are, in a town in Crowborough. We've got Grove Park School, St. Anthony's Home, Barons Mead Care Home and their Stable Day Centre. What opportunities the Lord has put around us to grab hold of. Praise God for the ministry of the food bank, Christians feeding the poor and hungry in our town. Praise God for the myriad ways I see the church family caring for those on the margins and loving them, encouraging them to be part of Jesus' family. But we cannot be complacent. Do we see God's heart? Will we repent that we have not cared enough? That we've not shared God's heart enough? Will we, as a servant in this parable did, invite them, lead them to Jesus, give them a place of honor in our hearts and plans and church family? The challenge to us as a church family is, where are these missing people that are so much on God's heart and our church family? They live in our town. Will we share God's heart for the guests that he loves to welcome? Oh, the applications are many, aren't they? First of all, will we pray for the accessibility team? Will we join the team? I think that once COVID restrictions begin to lift, the opportunities are great for us as a church to step into and develop. Hopefully later on in the year, we're going to have a fresh vision morning and sessions together as a church family as we think about the next 5 years. And as part of that, I'm really concerned that we're thinking about how we're reaching this town for Jesus Christ. What space are we making for all people? How are we reaching out and going after them? How are we making our buildings accessible and easy to enter so that all people can be brought to hear of the love of Jesus, to know his grace and salvation? What are we going to do as a church family to make it easy for families to bring their kids of all ages into church? The master says to the servant, compel them to come in. Will we pray? Will we get involved? Will we commit to this as a church family? Will we share God's heart for the weak as those who know that we are weak and needy of God's grace? Friends, where are the missing people of this town? We are missing out on the richness of a more diverse people, the body of Christ that Sarah spoke of. Will we feel and share God's heart? We don't want anyone to miss out. And Jesus' heart is to welcome the weak. He says, come. Come. Everything is ready. The price is paid. Come, enter into the life to the full and the glorious eternity that I've come to make possible. Come to me. Friends, let's make sure that we have accepted the invitation before it's too late. Friends, let's make sure that we have God's heart to welcome and seek out all people. The body of Christ is a place for all. Let me pray. Oh Lord, we're just so thrilled to be part of your people and that someone reached out to us and brought us to Jesus. Lord, we want to do that for all the sorts of people you put in our town. Give us a heart that this story shows us, Lord, for the weak, for the poor, the disabled, the outcast, for the lame, the lowly. Give us your heart, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.